It is Sunday, someday in December. I don't know the date. And you're listening to What's the Narrative on UMFM 101.5.
My name is Gibby.
And I'm Chelsea.
Yeah, you forgot to introduce the people. I'm figuring out some new stuff around here. You know, I haven't just been here for 15 plus years.
Something like that.
Well, that start off song by Betty LeVette is our narrative. It is joy, even though hers was maybe a little, ironic, sarcastic.
Yeah, not quite so joyful.
But she sings it with such joy, doesn't she?
She's lovely. She's a lovely voice.
Off her first album
I've Got My Own Hell to Raise.
Anti Records. I was trying to think of the record label and I forgot. Oh, it's. I love her voice. And that wasn't her song. That was a cover of Lucinda Williams' song. And yeah, she She did a little better, and I love Lucinda Williams, so we might have some more Lucinda Williams to add to our joy playlist. After last week's playlist of
breakups
and down, we're going to bring ourselves up in a manner of speaking.
Or at least try to. I mean, that was...
'Tis the season of joy, they say, so... you can't see that without the snark comment.
No,
yeah,
I can't.
I know.
The season of stressing everyone out and being cold. But, hey, I think we're going to have a good day today.
What's joyous about this song you picked by Nappy Roots?
I love this song. I love Nappy Roots. And honestly... this song, to me, it doesn't necessarily say joy, but it says, like, happiness, and to be able to just be able to, you know, everything's kind of going against you, and you're just like, you know what, I'm going to have a good day today. And I think that's pretty joyous.
Good Day by Nappy Roots on 101.5.
UMFM.
Let's begin now.
No, today, I just woke up. And I
like
said,
this.
No, instead of waiting on a good day, waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen, I just said,
we're going to have a good day, and all my homies going to ride today.
That's right.
And all these mommies look fly today, and all we want to do is get by today. Hey, we're going to have a good day, and ain't nobody got to cry today.
Uh-uh.
Colors to my phone. Orange Kool-Aid go good with Patron. Oh, no, hell no. We still my ringtone. Free car wash. Had to clean up the Dodge. Get back when I can. Just playing my part. Church folks had a fish fry. Mustard, hot sauce, light bread, french fries. Love for the big guy. Hit the park. Boys showing off the hot Nappy Roots on the radio. And you know what about last night? Hit the pick three. Bought some Air Force Ones. Four tall tees. Man, I love BG. I ain't fit to worry about what nobody say. I'm still above ground, and that's the reason I pray. Got my car cleaned up, now I'm ready to play. Make a call to the stick, say I'm headed that way. Heard my cousin cooking out, I gotta give me a play. Got this new outfit, ain't even out in the state. So fame speaking too soon, but this a hell of a day. And the sticky got me sitting in a hell of a place. Got my stunning shades on and the grin on my face. My new grill looks mean, but I swear I'm straight. And the hood showing love, so I'm A-OK. Hey.
What the children saying, take the day off, hit the park and just hang, barbecue, roll a few and put up the deuce, and if it's beef, put the piece down, throw up the deuce. It's time to change our ways so we can save the day for the children's sake and make a better place to play. And if it's all good, break out your coupe and grip your wood, and if you're riding dirty, light your spliff and blow your but do it real big, exactly like a player should. Enjoy your 24, do your thing and rep your hood. The world is all yours, but still we all grind. Forever in a day, the choice you make is really all fine.
For Troy? Is there anyone he can't produce?
Now I'm really getting mad. Why am I the only one he decided to torture?
I told Pierce 1,000 times I never wanted to meet LeVar in person. I just wanted a picture. You can't disappoint a picture. I hate you, Pierce. I hate you so much.
You never know just how I feel when I needed you to come around. You always tried to put me down. Oh, but I'm telling you, girl, believe what I say, that you surely, surely gonna pay. But it's all right, girl, you hurt me. But it's all right. Oh, but one day you will see. You'll never find a guy like me who treats you right both day and night. You never have to worry, 'cause it's all right. Oh, but I'm telling you, girl, and I guess you know it's true, that I was made to love only you. But it's all right. All right, girl. Hey, it's all right. All right, girl. Oh, yeah. You pay. He treats you bad. He'll make you sad. And you will lose the love you had. But I'm sorry to say, I told you so. That baby, you got to reap just what you sow. But it's alright. Alright, girl. Hey, it's alright. Alright, girl. He'll treat you bad. He'll make you sad. But it's all right, girl.
There is Eddie Floyd and But It's All Right from Knock on Wood. Oh, one of my favorite songs. And I first heard that on the Blues Brothers, Briefcase Full of Blues, I believe, was the name of the album.
That's a good name.
I was a big fan of the movie and the Blues Brothers, and I bought that album on vinyl at a garage sale. And
did you get a good deal?
Yeah, probably like a quarter.
Sweet.
I would have been like, I don't know, 15 or 16 at the time. It was like really early on, and I hadn't heard the original until much, much later. But I always loved that Blues Brothers version and always cheered me up. It was just, I don't know, it's all right.
Yeah, that, like, I would listen to, you'd made me a playlist during the week and you sent it to me. And so I had listened to it and then I totally forgot coming in today, and then you just played it now. And I'm like chair dancing, really excited. The song put me in a great mood. It's really good.
The same thing happened with your song by Nappy Roots. I'd heard that before. I liked that song. I forgot where I'd heard it. Either you sent me a playlist or I'd seen the video for it. Because every so often I'll just throw on Much Music playlists, and then they play music. They play music.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Do they, though?
Yes, they do.
Is it like not just Bieber? Because no, they play a lot of that.
Not whenever I listen.
Okay.
I was listening today and there's like...
Well, I haven't listened in years because it was just crap.
Yeah,
sorry.
They've
guys.
Changed.
Have they?
Changed.
That's good then.
Yes. So moving on. This is What's the Narrative. My name is Skippy.
And I'm Chelsea.
And our narrative today is joy or of sorts.
Yeah.
Upbeat. We're trying to be upbeat.
We're trying to be happy today.
And you pick a song called Happiness Runs.
I did, by Donovan, on an album that I can't pronounce the name of, so I'm not going to try. But this is, you know, I was looking for something that's a little different than what I typically play, and I've always liked Donovan, so I went through and I found a winner. I really like this song. It's a good one, and I hope everybody else enjoys it. And if you don't...
Oh, very nice.
Sorry,
Raspberry,
guys.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I Donovan, I'm like, well, I know something about a Donovan, but we won't go there.
Not today.
Happiness Runs, 101.5.
UMFM.
Little pebbles upon the sand. Now you're lying here in my hand. How many years have you been here? Little human upon the sand. From where I'm lying here in your hand. You to me are but a passing breeze. The sun will always shine where you stand, depending in which land you may find yourself. Now you have my blessing, go your way. Runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself be. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself see. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself see. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Happiness runs, happiness runs. Why are we gods? Why are we gods? Why are we gods? Why are we gods? Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a little boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be.
Shouldn't there be a board or some pieces or something to Jenga?
No, no. This is a role-playing game. It takes place entirely in our collective imagination.
Ooh, yeah. Neil.
I tell the story and you make choices in the story. Okay, let's begin.
What are my choices?
Okay, you're slowing things down, Jeff. Shirley, what do you want
to
do?
I'd like to introduce myself to the group. Hello, I am a dwarf named Zippity-Doo.
Okay, I'm not the best at making up names.
Oh, hey, I'm Mar. Boy, you weren't kidding.
Hello, Mar. My name is Bing Bong, the archer. I'm an archer and such.
I'm... Ew, Hector the Well-Endowed? I'll bet.
I didn't know you just grabbed one at random. I made that one with Troy in mind.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Y'all come on in now. something I want to show you. Now, y'all heard of the popcorn? Y'all heard of the dog? And you heard about all of them other dances? But now that's a brand new dance that's going around. I want to show you exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the funky chicken. Y'all ready? I say y'all ready. Okay, here we go. You raise the left arm up and your right arm too. Let me tell you just what to do. Start boom boom the flapping. Start the feet to kicking. That's when you know you're doing the funky chicken. Second spasm. You put both arms up across your face. Your knees start wiggling all over the place. You flap your arms and your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, hey, hey. Oh, I'm feeling it now. I feel so unnecessary. This is the kind of stuff to make you feel like you want to do something nasty. Like wave some chicken gravy on your white shirt. Right down front. Here we go, y'all. You wet both arms and you wet both feet. You together, baby. You run on the beat. You flap your arms and your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, it's all right. Do the funky chicken now. Do the funky chicken now. Do the funky chicken now.
Sometimes a song just makes you feel joyous because you hear it and you got to sing along and dance along to it. That was
Do the Funky Chicken
by Rufus Thomas. He's better known for Walking the Dog. It was his biggest hit. But I'm a big fan of the Funky Chicken, personally.
I'm digging the brass today.
Well, I think it was our show on with the Soul Train with John on,
yeah,
where I picked that MGs, mm-hmm, Booker T. And so it's like, you know, I had a phase where I listened to nothing but Stax and Stax Empire, Stax Records inspired albums. And that's where I went through that phase. And I went through the Rufus Thomas and the Eddie Floyd and the Staple Singers. And it's like, that stuff is just filled with joy, and or at least that's how it made me feel. So I thought that's where this playlist is going for this week, and at least for me. I know it caught you off guard.
It did. I had a bit of a harder time with this one, oddly enough. Not that there aren't happy songs or joyous songs, but just I had a specific sound that I was looking for, and I couldn't find it. I didn't know, I had something in my head, like an earworm kind of, and then I just couldn't, I just couldn't trap it under a glass, you know what I mean? So,
oh, yeah.
So I had
And it was the opposite. I went down that rabbit hole, and it was like, there's a bunch of stacks on this playlist. I don't think we're even going to get to all of it, but was going, and I thought, these are the Funky Chicken, and It's All Right were the two songs that I really wanted to make sure I got on the air, just because they do fill me with joy.
They're pretty great, and I mean, there's something to be said about having actual happy music on the radio. It's a lot harder to find happy music. Maybe not necessarily upbeat, but music with happy lyrics, that is harder than you think.
I didn't feel that way. I guess
maybe it's because I'm still in breakup mode from last week that I'm just having a harder time finding.
And my musical depth is a little larger or deeper than yours. So I'm like, yeah, I've got all these veins of happiness I think I could pull from.
Ooh, burn.
No, I wasn't trying to... Yeah, all right.
I'm teasing. I chose Kate Nash, Mary Happy. The song brings me back to the good old days. Not necessarily.
For you, what is the good old
there
days?
There weren't any. So Mary Happy is not necessarily about... You know, it's not necessarily a super joyous song, but to me, she talks about in the song about making yourself happy and doing all of these things that makes yourself happy that you don't need to be in a relationship for, which I guess kind of ties into me and what's going on with me right now. But I really like this song, and it's a little upbeat, and I don't know if you've listened much to Kate Nash.
Nope, this will be a fresh experience for me. Kate Nash, 101.5.
UMFM.
Watching me like you never watched no one. Don't tell me that you didn't try and check out my bum, cause I know that you did, cause your friend told me that you liked it. Gave me those pearls and I thought they were ugly. Don't you try and tell me that you never loved me. I know that you did, cause you said it and you wrote it down. Dancing at discos, eating cheese on toast. Yeah, you made me merry, made me very, very happy. But you obviously, you didn't want to stick around. Dancing at discos, eating cheese on toast. Yeah, you made me merry, made me very, very happy. But you obviously, you didn't want to stick around. So I learnt from you. Do, 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 da-do.
For bagels.
So much for what?
The bagels. You dropped them on the floor.
They're called bagels.
I lived in New York, Troy. I know what a bagel is.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What?
You say bagel wrong.
I say it the same as you.
Say it again.
Bagel. Can we just keep studying?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bathing suits we bought for the trip.
Yeah, fashion show. Hey, Greg, get ready. Put on some of that thump thump music of yours, huh? Thump, ka-thump, ka-thump.
It went by so fast, but now I wanna go back. And that's why I'm living in the past.
Enjoy Yourself by the Dandy Warhols. And then before that, we had Gene Knight.
Pick Up the Pieces, more of Stax stuff I was telling you about. And I thought it felt appropriate after you mentioned you were still in breakup mode, and that's the anti-breakup songs. Like, come on, pick up the pieces, you know.
Yeah.
From Gene Knight, who everybody knows from Mr. Big Stuff. That was her huge, huge hit. I think
sampled. Can you hum a few bars?
No. I'm not going to try and butcher such a lovely voice and song, great song. Yeah. But I think it was butchered in the 80s. Someone sampled it on a rap track. I want to say Eazy-E or Fat Boys or both. Or Mr. Big Stuff. Come on. You know the song. It's been in a whole bunch of movies.
I don't know. Maybe I'd recognize it if I heard it, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
What was before that? I'll find it.
Before that, we had Mary Happy by Kate Nash. That was your first time hearing that.
Yeah, it's very you. Yeah. I did like it, though. I don't know
how to take that. But, yeah, that was...
It did fit in with your...
breakup.
Your style. I think your style is what I was trying to say. This.
Okay, yeah.
Of course, everybody knows Mr. Big Stuff.
Well, I didn't know that's what it was called.
Well, she says it throughout the whole song.
So? Doesn't mean I was listening that closely.
Well, we won't go there, but we got to find something next. I've got a bunch of stuff on the go. I'm thinking I want to keep upbeat. I've got some sarcastic joy songs, but I'm like, I don't want to go back there. I want to stick to the joyous sort of feeling we've got. So
then let's not go with M Ward because that one's not upbeat.
We'll see how it goes.
It's this good is in the lyrics.
Grand Analog. I love this song. It always...
Oh, is it Magnifico?
Exactly.
Yeah, I almost put that on mine.
This is Winnipeg's own Grand Analog and Magnifico on 101.5.
UMFM.
Up. I'm getting involved, it's okay, man. Help me out of the dark. A complex thought never plugged my spark. I mean, it's really out of control. People are froze, it ain't even cold. If you never leave home, yet sleep deprived, you better slow that roll. Like a pose of coast to coast thesis. Let me guess, you looking for the remix. Like this, I call them ADD kids. Like that, my goals are in pieces. Come follow me. Out your head. It's magnifico. Before the lights go out, let's get physical. Take a walk about, it's not difficult. History is born, so just let it go. Just let it go. Twisted situations. Twisted situations. Twisted situations. Twisted situations. I'm
Bada-boo-bee-bee-bow.
And you know what that sound is.
It's the Troy and Abed podcast.
Sponsored by Shirley Sandwiches, home of the fried chicken skin wrap.
Is it inside? Is it outside? You find out. Okay, our guest today is from Germany, Europe.
Carl, guten Tag. How are you doing?
Sehr gut.
Great. Now's the part of the show where we get real. Friendship, loyalty, betrayal, redemption.
Is this an apology?
Yes. And for being a guest on the show today, we want you to have this.
It's a gift certificate to Shirley Sandwiches, home of the triple fried Monte Cristo. We challenge you to taste the bread.
This coupon is a $5 bill.
Well, that's all the time we have today. For Troy Barnes, I'm Abed Nadir.
And for Abed Nadir, I'm Troy Barnes.
And we're out.
Hey, what up, man? Shit, yeah. Is he rolling another one up? Yo, check out this other beat I've been working on, man. I got a little something for it. Yo, I'm going to let you do your thing. Jordan, tell him how you're feeling.
Got in the booth just to lay that shit down and let the world know about this time. And I never ran, never will put in the work just to pay my bills. And every day I struggle hard just to find what I've been looking for all my life.
With all the madness in the world, I'm chilling and feeling fine. I'm building these instrumentals to kill them with brilliant rhymes. It's hard to get ahead cause we live in resilient times. With children concealing eyes, we gotta be building minds. Oh, Mr. Serious, I guess I always feel inclined. Surround myself only working with the realest kind. Jordan, hold it down, let the people know the deal. Coming from the maritime, so tell them how we feel.
Till they say I'm insane, and if it never works out, I'm straight. I'm doing fine either way, it's okay. And I know my wrongs and my rights. Do everything to get the best of this life, and I'ma take it one day at a time, and keep striving always to survive.
I'm feeling great. This beat reminds me of a summer breeze, and I can't wait to get you home to have some fun with me. If you ever feeling lonely and you need some company, girl, you know that I'll be down in a minute. That we can handle business. I'm running late, this jam is almost finished. JC and Classified together like the Jackson 5. Too busy in the mix, of course, you know the track is live. We got the Bondro, sing along, y'all know how the song goes.
And I, oh, I'm feeling fine. Yes, I am. Oh, we're coming to the end of this song. I gotta let you know I'll always stand strong. Because the lessons that I learned at home, my mama told me, baby, hold your own. And I appreciate the love you gave, because it taught me how to walk this way, talk this way, never be afraid. And
Troy and Abed in the morning.
Nice.
Welcome back, all you night owls.
Troy, why don't we open up the phone lines?
Talk to us, lonely hearts.
We got Jeff W. calling.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff, what's your question?
Who is this?
Great question, we're us.
You guys, it's 3 a.m. I'm trying to sleep.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jeff. Why don't you stay on the line and we'll get your information?
Yeah, we'll get you the help you need.
Our next caller is Annie E. What's on your mind tonight, Annie?
Hey, guys, long time, first time, love the show.
Oh, appreciate you. How can we help?
You can shut up and go to sleep!
Well, Jackson Jills, that's about all the time we have tonight.
Yeah, until next time, may your dreams be sweet and your nightmares be spooky, monster scary, and not Grandma Died scary.
Troy and Abed in the morning.
Looking so composed as you're staring down your nose at me, laughing at the way that I dance. But I just keep on moving while you look on disapproving. I feel sad for you, you never take a chance. So let your feet start shuffling and let your hips swing. I know your heart's as hungry as mine. Close your eyes, look at me, open up your mind. You'll see that we can share a moment in time. Tell me what's so bad about feeling good. Tell me what's so bad about feeling good. It's not all analysis and mathematic pressure. No, the simple things in life are not small. And all your daily drama and the politics of pleasure, well, they really do not matter much at all. So let your words start spilling out against your will, and let your love mingle with mine. Close your eyes, look at me, open up your heart. You'll see that we can share a moment in time. Tell me what's so bad about feeling good. Tell me what's so bad about feeling good. Tell me what's so bad.
All right, Chelsea, you got me going on a Ben Lee kick now. I didn't even realize he had an album out this year and last year. I missed both of them completely.
And last year. Yeah, geez. Drop the ball.
Ben Lee. What's so bad about feeling good?
Lots.
I think it's just...
I'm just kidding.
Ben Lee feels like pablum. You know, it's just good enough.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's what you need. I was a little disappointed that when I looked up his catalog on my streaming service, didn't have Breathing Grenades, the first solo album. I love that one. It's got to be 16 years old now. But I got to pull out that CD and
yikes.
Get on a Ben Lee kick. But I've spent the week listening to the best of the year. I can't go off track. Got to finalize that list.
You'll get there.
Get there.
You'll get there, Skippy. All right. So I think this is the end of the day for us.
That's been our joyous narrative. We've got one more to surprise you with. Just hold on. But we'll tell you. I told you a little bit about Lucinda Williams. You know what? I'll try and throw that on our Facebook page. What's the N? What's the narrative on Facebook? And see what Lucinda Williams' joy song I missed for you. Next week, we won't be here because it'll be Christmas. But we will be here because...
We'll still be on the air.
It'll be the magic of radio. And our theme on Christmas Day is...
Winter.
Yes. Not to be confused with Christmas winter. Just regular winter.
Regular type winter.
Regular type winter. And then after that, we'll be back in the studio on New Year's Day. 2 hours.
Yes.
At the moment, our covers. Part two for 2 hours.
I'm so excited.
That's what we're looking at. And take us right into the new year. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for being here, Chelsea.
Thank you, Skippy.
It's been fun. I enjoyed this show. The theme worked in picking us up, at least picked me up.
Yeah. That didn't sound very convincing.
Really? Okay. I meant it from the heart.
No. I meant my yeah.
Oh, you weren't very convinced. Yeah. I guess I'm alone on that.
I very much enjoyed the Eddie Floyd and Betty LaVette and Rufus Thomas as well.
Rufus Thomas.
It was so good.
You can check out the podcast later tonight. In the meantime, we're going out with Monty Python. And always look on the bright side of life. Goodbye, boys and girls.
Bye.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
A piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
I'll never make that money back.
Well, I see by the clock on a wall that it's time to bid you one and all goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
So long.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Adieu.
Adieu.
Be good.
Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Keep warm.
Relax.
At ease.
Take care.
Stay loose.
Adieu, bon vieux.
A la prochaine.
Goodbye till when we meet again.